Hi, BSPs. It's Phil Hendry here from South Florida for today, Wednesday, the 16th of September, 2020. And I'm looking at Jackie. She's bent over ever so femininely and elegantly getting something out of the broiler rack because we're going to broil swordfish tonight. We thought we were going to barbecue, but I forgot to get charcoal. Yeah. Always a smart move. And on the way back from the store, we've got some beautiful swordfish steaks. I said, oops, I don't have any ginger beer. All of you BSPs know me very well for my love of ginger beer and tequila. And Jackie said, you idiot, what are we going to do now? No, she didn't say that. But I said, let's go get some Q. So the closest place that has Q around here in Broward County where we are in Weston is about 5 miles away. And I said, we'll go ahead and we'll settle for the Fever Tree they have over there at the Publix, which is what we did. There was one final cue of beer, and I used that to make my very first cocktail of the evening, because after all, it is kind of vacation time, right? But by the same token, Jackie made a very good she made a very good comment. She said, this is like a regular week, isn't it? I said, well, what do you mean? She said, this isn't just a party week or a vacation week like we're visiting each other. We've got a lot of stuff we're doing, and she's right. She's had a lot of auditions to do. I had some doctor's appointments to make. I had some, my phone to transfer. I had stuff I had to fill out for different things. And so this is our first, I don't know if you guys want to, for those of you who are into the soap opera, which I am too, of our story, it's kind of the next level, the next phase of us. We're now, like, you know, doing stuff. This is where you find out a lot about each other. And what Jackie's finding out about me is all bad. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I got to tell you, I'm a much more patient guy these days. I'm learning slowly but surely a lot of things. And excuse me for constantly clearing my throat. Why am I clearing my throat? What's been going on today? Is the air weird and dry or something?
It's Florida.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk in the air. That's true. It has been hot. It was actually very, very pretty. It's a beautiful evening, but it's clouded over a little bit. The weather's been kind of jacked up because of all these tropical storms we've had moving through here. And, of course, we're keeping an eye on the news out of California. I'm happy to see that nobody's lost their home in that Bobcat fire. My friends Don and Pam, my best friend in the world, Don Olander, and his wife Pam, their home is fine. And Don and Pam have their home in Sierra Madre. It was called voluntary evacuation order. It never did turn into a mandatory, so they dodged the bullet there. Back to Florida, though, Jackie and I saw some police activity and ambulance activity around the Davy Ale House, or something like that, right, honey?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it was a bunch of ambulance.
A lot of ambulance and police activity last night around the Davy Ale House as we were wheeling into the bento to pick up our Asian food. But tonight we've opted for stay-in dinner, and it was going to be a barbecue, which means the guy is outside cooking and drinking, and the woman is the woman's in the kitchen doing everything else. But it will not be that tonight because we did not get charcoal. We forgot to get charcoal. But why were you laughing? The fact that the woman does all the work. Yeah.
I just felt like laughing.
Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you a little bit about us. Because there may be some people out there thinking, yeah, you're parading your relationship. Good for you. Big deal. So you're happy. So what? Some of us have had a hard time with our life. I get it. I get it. Believe me, I get it. And Jackie does too. And let me just tell you a little bit, without going into specifics, about our history individually. We've both come out of a very, very rough 15-year period. I won't go into any more specifics other than to say she was married, I was married. We were not married to each other. We were married to other people. She was married in Florida. I was married in California. And through that, we watched our careers take some tough, tough pummeling in the name of love and marriage. We watched our lives sort of go head over heels and not in a good way. Having to do with all of those changes that you put yourself through, and watched what we love very much in this world. Jackie was a doing television news as well as commercial work. I was doing, a syndicated radio show. We watched all of that stuff take a pretty good beating. Not blaming anybody, but we're simply saying, you know, the fact that we are together and laughing and having a good evening tonight, she, with a glass of her Hook and Ladder California Sauvignon Blanc, something, I don't know what it is. All that Hook and Ladder's gone, huh, honey?
Yep.
Jackie right now is standing. She's a very feminine, beautiful girl, but she's standing as if she's a firefighter waiting for the guys to bring over the... Anyway, because she's serious about her cooking, man. And I'm sitting here very femininely with my drink, with my knees together going, rather. So that's kind of our relationship. Now then, I realize that... these are unusual pre-shows, as are our video cast. Kirby, how you doing, baby? Kirby, our Irish setter, Jackie's Irish setter, I should say, just finished his dinner, which is a stew. You guys don't care what the dog's eating, do you? I do. I care.
Does he have kidney food?
Kirby has his kidney diet. He has to eat his kidney. Yeah, I know all about the kidney diet because I had that cat, Brea. She was on that. Kirby, how you doing, baby? You okay? Now he's going off. Now, at some point, he'll need to take a dump, which means he has to go and be taken on his walk. That will happen at some point. I'll probably go out the backyard here. Kirby will follow me out the backyard now because he's done eating. So I'm going to walk out here into the backyard. What, hey, Kirby, you want to come with me, bud? Here he is. You follow Daddy out here? Follow you. I shouldn't say Daddy. Uncle. Uncle Phil. There we go, buddy boy. That's my boy. So I'll close this door, and off into the night, Kirby and I go. We're out here in the backyard. Yeah, good boy. Pretty good meal, huh? So this is the part of the evening when he goes out and patrols the fence line here at Jackie's house, which is located here, as I mentioned, in Weston on this canal. A lot of canals, a lot of lakes, a lot of water in Florida. The ocean and then inland water. And Kirby is about to go barking at some... is that a robin sitting on the fence there, Kirby, or is it a mockingbird? You may hear some screaming. Those are kids in a swimming pool. It's nothing that's happening to them that would require the gendarme. I'll get some film footage here of Kirby for the video cast. He's a 15-year-old Irish setter, and he and I become pretty good buddies, pretty tight. You know, he's got my back. He's got my back. I got his. Our common. No, Jackie's our. She's our girl, but, you know, sometimes I'm feeding him little extra, like, snacks and shit. She doesn't dig me doing that. I don't blame her because, you know, Kirby has got old age issues, so he shouldn't eat all that rich, rich food. I don't know, man. So I got. This is a good time to be reflective with you guys, you BSPs, because you guys know me better than, or as well as anybody. I had a physical. Everything's cool. And I had that physical because of a medicine that I was on, and the doctor wanted to give me more, but he said, no, I don't want to give you more until I have you get a full physical. I hadn't had a full physical, God, in a few years, so just had a full physical. And when I get back, I got to go in for a couple of scans, which is part of the physical, nothing bad. And this is it, man. This is what happens, dude. You know, you get old and there's nothing you can do about it, man. I mean, I feel like I'm in my 20s or 30s. You know, I think goofy thoughts. I'm still pretty psycho. Maybe on certain days I'd rather take a nap, but I still feel pretty psycho about things. But yeah, man, you know, I get back to California. I got to go back to the dentist. You know, just all this bullshit. But the good news is I get to pick my car up because the two doors have been fixed. The doors that I dragged across the side of that dumpster, those have been fixed. I feel fantastic about that. And what other good news? I think that's the only good news I have. All the rest of it is... Oh, I had some skin cancer taken off my nose. Isn't this great? Let's hear about Phil's physical problems. I had this little bit of skin cancer on my nose taken off about a year ago by Dr. DiStefano, fantastic dermatologist. But he left this kind of hole in my nose that has now gotten noticeable to Jackie and others. And so I'm going back to the dermatologist next week to find out if they can give me a new fucking nose or what the hell the problem is. I don't know. but it's like this, almost like this, yeah, just like a hole in my nose. So that's it. At the end of my life, after all of this work, after all of these dreams, after all of this exploration, after all of this trying to do it the right way, but oftentimes doing it the wrong way, I look in the mirror, and I've got a hole in my nose. What do you think, Kirby? So part of our pre-show video cast, I should say, part of our video cast today will be me and Kirby talking, and then we'll also have some of our other friends weighing in. Ah, one of the things about where Jackie lives, we're in the flight path to Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Generally, the flights come in across the peninsula, west to east. That's exactly what's happening. In fact, my plane, as I landed on Thursday afternoon, probably... When did I land here, anyway? Thursday? Kirby, when did I land? Who cares? I can't believe today's Tuesday already, man. Anyway, my flight took a similar path. It's great seeing this girl. She's unexpected, man. But, you know, if you live your life right, somewhere along the line, life will give you a break, man. Live your life like great shit's going to happen, and great shit will happen. I guarantee you that. Live your life as you're expecting great shit to happen, that you know great shit will happen, and you work toward great shit happening, and you try to treat people as if great shit's going to happen. Goddamn great shit's going to happen, man. Now, there is one bad thing that I'm noticing. Hey, look at his back leg, man. I got to talk to Jackie about his back left leg. It looks like he's got some arthritis going on there. I noticed that an animal unknown to me took a shit right here on the pool deck to the left, and we haven't moved it. We're kind of fascinated by it. This is Phil Hendry reporting here from South Florida, Western Florida, just north, well, actually to the west of Fort Lauderdale, north of Miami, within the Miami-Fort Lauderdale metro area. I'm Phil Hendry. NBC, New York.